We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
News Radio 1020 and 100.1 FM. Either way, it's KDKA. Rick Dayton with you here in the great city of Pittsburgh. 8 minutes past 5 o'clock here as we bring in our next guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. His name is Stephen Lieb, and he is a financial author. Has written a couple of different books here lately having to do with what's going on with the price of gold. One of them's called The New Gold Rush. The other is called China's Rise, and he is joining us here on KDKA on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Stephen, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me.
When we look at investing in general, let's just lay some groundwork first of all and foremost. We are in agreement, I hope, that if you're doing any kind of investing, it has to be long-term. We're not talking about get-rich-quick schemes, correct? We're talking about long-term investment strategies.
That is exactly right. As Warren Buffett says, his favorite holding period is forever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's still true even with him, even with his advanced age at 90. He still buys stocks forever.
But at the same time, if Warren Buffett sells $1 billion worth of Apple, the market certainly pays attention to that too, because he's had a track record over the years of calling these things correctly, right? I mean, that can't be ignored.
Exactly right. And I think the major reason for, and I think he would agree that one of the major reasons for his track record is his long-term perspective. And I think that's so important.
Does the same thing apply to gold that applies to other securities?
Rick, in spades, on steroids. If you take the last, the first generation of this century from 2000, say to where we are today, and you asked almost any financial person, what were the best performing assets? Almost everyone, I think, would say stocks. And I said, well, if I asked them then, well, how did gold do during that period? They said, oh, no, not too well. How did silver do? Oh, well, not too well. Well, over the past 20 years, it's no contest. Gold outperformed stocks, and I'm including all the dividends reinvested, by a 400% to 200% difference, twice as great. You gain fivefold on gold, threefold on stocks. Silver outperformed stocks. Copper outperformed stocks. Iron ore outperformed stocks. The message is that commodities are starting to come on strong. I mean, you know, over the past, you know, 20 years is a pretty good period of time.
Right.
This next period, and I'm not talking the next few months, again, I'm talking the next few years and beyond, is going to be like that past 20 on steroids. The developing world is going crazy developing, and they're going to need tons of commodities. This switch into clean energies, that is going to require tons of commodities. When you buy an electric vehicle, you have more copper in that vehicle than probably 10 ICEs,
internal combustion engines.
Right. Everywhere you look, you need more and more commodities. And while people are talking about the stock market right now, it's commodities that have really been moving up, hitting 10-year highs.
So how does that relate to gold?
I think gold and commodities are the place to be.
How does that relate to the price of gold then? I mean, break it down for us to the next level. Take it to the next step. How does that relate to gold?
Okay, the next step is the last century, gold went up fivefold. I mean, the last generation, gold went up fivefold. Over the next 10 or 20 years, gold could go up tenfold. I mean, you know, just just follow this logic, and it's not difficult. Last 20 years, the demand for commodities and gold, where it was not nearly as great as it's going to be in the next 20 years. And in the next 20 years, you're not only going to have more demand, but less supply. So, I mean, gold fivefold past 20 years, it easily could go up tenfold or more. I mean, you could be talking, 10, 15 years from now, you could be talking about $15,000, $20,000 gold.
When we are looking at the last 10 years, however, for the price of gold, the last 10 years, basically, you were looking at gold that was trading in 2011 that was sort of in the 1,400 range. Is that a fact? At the beginning of 2011, we're in the 1,400 range.
And
now you're looking at a price of 1,773, I think was the last number I saw today for an ounce of gold.
Right, okay. During that period of time, you had a correction in gold. And it was, a fairly serious correction, maybe 25% or 30%. But during that, if you go back a little bit further, you had a correction. And in fact, during this century, this current century, you've had two corrections in stocks that have been about 50 or 60%.
Massive.
One at the beginning of the
yes.
century with the tech boom. And then you had that 2008, 2009 crash, which was, I think 60%. And recently you had another 30 or 40% correction. Gold's only had one correction, and that one correction was not nearly as bad as the three that we had in the stock market. So, I mean, when it happened a little bit later, you're absolutely right. But the point is you were never really, sweating it if you had gold. If you had stocks in 2008, I mean, you were sweating bullets. If
right.
you had stocks in 2000 when everything started to drop, you were sweating bullets. That's never happened with gold during the last 20 years. Not only has it tremendously outperformed the market, but it did so without these kinds of incredible corrections where, we didn't know what was going to happen.
Interesting stuff. So at the same time, you can also look at it and say, if it's gone up and it's gone up and it's gone up and it's gone up, you don't want to buy GameStop at $350 a share. You'd rather buy it at $3.50 a share, right? I mean, you want to catch it on the upswing, not at the top when it's about to perhaps peter out.
No,
same with gold?
You're absolutely right. And that's why I think, this interview is so well timed, because gold has come back a little bit. It's come, was as high as I think 19, it may have hit two, a little bit over.
It was above 2,000 in the past year.
1700s. It may go down a little bit from now, but it has come down a little bit. It's not going to go down much more. I mean, that's its pattern. And again, the factors that propelled it the last 20 years are much, much stronger today. So it stands to reason. Not only is it going to go higher, but the corrections are going to be much milder. So you've already had a pullback in gold, just as we're talking. Now is a very good time to enter it. Again, there's always risk a little bit, but I think it's much less than, with stocks or with, any other major investment you can find right now.
Stephen Leib, kind enough to join us on KDKA. Thanks for letting us know what's on your mind as it relates to gold, and we appreciate you being here. Again, he's got two different books that are related to this. One's on China's rise. That's the title. The other is The New Gold Rush. Stephen Leib, thanks for being on KDKA.
My pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.